I'm going to try to cover today basically from where we left off on the Chiyah Mitam Shlichus and then get until Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. We heard a lot of things, try to put it together and the best way possible. The Gemara says on the bottom, Hanichal Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Gemara Memal from the base, Gemara Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that learned that you could have a Shliach, that we learned Shlichus from the Shachtu Aisai, Yatzvarek, Vichikol, Kol Shechtin. That's where he learns it. So let's go to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, the Makkel Lahikra, then he learns the Pasuk Drasha Achrina for a different Drasha. Minolan, where does he learn Shlichus? So what is Rabbi Yonasan's Drasha? The time of Yonasan, I'm Rabbi Nine, Shekol Yisrael, Kulan Yaitzim, Pesach Echad. Where do you know that the whole Klai Yisrael could be Yaitzah with one Pesach? Rashi says, Afbi Shain by Kezias, right? Even if they don't all have a Kezias, right? They could still all be Yaitzah with one Pesach. One Achila of one Pesach is, would suffice. Shenemar B'Shach Tuaitzah, he brings on the same box. B'Shach Tuaitzah called Galas Yisrael Bein Arbay. Because that they'll Shecht, if they call a Kulun and Shechtin, are they all Shechtin? Well, Ein Shech El Echa. And they can't call Yisrael Yaitzah and Pesach Echa. They're all Yaitzah with one Pesach. So Shliach B'Kachim and Ale, where is he going to learn Shechtin and Kachim? In order to have the, you know, we need, in order to learn Shlichus, we need to have one case by Kachin, and we need to have one case by Gittin. And this way, everything could be learned. But where's his case? Where's Rabbi Shimon Karcha's case? Where's Rabbi Yonasan's case of Kachin? So the Gemara says, Minei. So he learns it from this also. This also would suffice. The Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hasam. Maybe it's different here. It's like Shutz, it's a Gevay. Right? Because the reason why Shlichus would work is because it's a Shlichus for the Shutz. Taisus asked, how come before we didn't ask on Rabbi Shuv and Karcha, maybe his Shlichus also was Shutz? So we said, no, because over there, you didn't have to have everybody. Over there, you had to have everybody. Only over here, Rashi says, Alvi Shain by Kezias. So not everyone has to have a Kezias. Taisus says, so must be that there's a shutzis involved. Now, Shain Kane earlier didn't have to have that. Right? Everyone had to have a kezias. So over there, you're not going to say that it's a shutzis, so it had to have been shlichus. Mashain Kane over here, we can ask the kasha v'dilma shutzis, that maybe it's shutzis. So Gemara says, we have a pasuk v'kulam ish celebrates of a celebrates. We have this pasuk. So Gemara says, v'dilma asim nami, it's also different than Israel, shutzis v'kivai. The Gemara says, im Kane trek kroi lamli, why need two psukim? And we'll learn Shlichus. The Gemara says, you still won't learn Shlichus, you still need that extra pasuk, Lich Rabbi Yitzchak. So you have one pasuk, which is only Shutzis. The second pasuk you need for Rabbi Yitzchak. Then Rabbi Yitzchak, Ish Leiche, Vlayak Katan Zeiche. So the Gemara answers, Ahume Ish Lafi Ochlai. Because if we have a different pasuk, it says Ish Lafi Ochlai. And we still have two psukim that are open, and one will be in the Hanami, one you'll only see a Shlichus with Shutzis. But since we have another one, in the Inil Yigufa, when there's no shutvis, there will still be shlichus. Gemara says, you still need it to tell you the din that you're allowed to shechet basically even one person. So Gemara says, sort of like the mandamer ain shechnes a pesach al yachid, will hold like the mandamer who says ain shechnes pesach al yachid. For right now, we'll stop right here. The Gemara says, Gemara said earlier that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha learned it from Karban Pesach. So this is really the first place in our sugya where the inyan of Zechiah comes in, because the Rishayim ask over here, the Shitzer Shlaynai Dolami and the Ritva, they both ask that what's the raya that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha has? What's his raya that we learn Shlichus from Karban Pesach? Maybe the reason why one person could shecht by Karban Pesach is because it's Zachim Adam Shlai Bafanov. It's a Zechus for the rest of Klai Yisrael to have their Karban Pesach shechtin for them. So what's your raya that it works out Shlichus? Maybe it works out Zachim Adam Shlai Bafanov. So from their kashas, it's Muchach. Your Tva asked it, Shichu like Nami asked it. It's Muchach that they hold Zechiah Lab Mitam Shlichus. Because if Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, so weiter, we still have to know Shlichus from Pesach. Elamai, that they learn it's two different things. There's Zechiyah and Pesach, and therefore they can ask this kasha, why don't we see Zechiyah from the Shachtu Eisai, and what's the raya that we learn Shlichus? Taisus Rosh, who holds that, Taisus Rosh hears this kasha, and he says, if you hold, if he holds, that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, like kasha midi, it's not a kasha b'chlal, because he, that is what it is. We have to learn Shlichus, even if you're going to say it's Zechiyah, we still have to have Makar for Shlichus. And this is our Makar for Shlichus. The Ritva over there, the Ritva over there brings an answer that it could be it's different. That over there, since it's a mitzvah, the Shech Lekarim Taisa, so a person would rather do the mitzvah on his own. Maybe we would think a person would rather do the mitzvah on his own, and therefore Zechiyah won't work. And not only that, Ritva says, V'chayiv v'chashiva would be a chayiv. Right? It wouldn't be a favor. It wouldn't be a zechus for me for you to shech my carbon pesa. Just like we spoke out earlier about truma, that a person wants to be mafri. The Gemara says in the Dara, in the Gemara that says that a person wants to be mafri his own truma. Here also, a person wants to shech his own carbon pesa. In the reading of the Ritva, we had a little shver. The Ritva said over there, Afagav, you can't say that teretz here, because over here you see that, right? One person is shechting, so you see that a person doesn't mind that someone shechting it for him. So the Ritva says, Dilma Gzeiras HaKosim. So we try to understand what's the hemshich. It seems like we're shlugging up the teretz and not saying something new. And we explain that it's not a new thing. That's what it is. Since there's an there's an inyan that a person wants to do this by himself. So even in a place where he will appoint someone, but this is such a stark inyan that a person wants to do a mitzvah by himself. That Gzeiras HaKosim tells you that has to be shlichus because of this reason. That's why we need. That's how you read the Ritva. What came out from this is that it's mashma from the kasha of the Ritva and the shichas shloi naglumi, that if not for the Ritva's teretz, if not for the Ritva's answer that it was that's a chayva chashiva, there would be a reason to assume that someone could check the carbon paper as al zochim l'adam shloi b'fonim. Which then we got into the discussion, is that called the Zechiyah? Is that called the Zechiyah? Because we know a few weeks ago we learned the Ketzois, the famous Ketzois, which talked about Zochin Le'odom and V'loi Me'odom, right? That a person, if you want to use Zochin L'odom Shloi B'fanav, so you have to give something to somebody. You can't take something from someone, even if it's giving to them, but we look at physically what the person is doing. If you give, right? If let's say you know that an investment of $1 will make a return of $1,000, but according to the Ketzais, that's not Zochin, because you're taking that $1 from him. So even though you're giving him a tremendous amount, but since there's a me'adim involved, it won't work. The Ketzai says only Zochin Le'adim would say, if I could go ahead and give this person $1,000 and deposit it in his account, or do the kinyan for him, that would be a correct way Zochin Le'adim. So a case like this, of Shechitas Pesach, how does it find itself? We weren't sure, right? It's not a me'adim, you're not taking away, right? Unless for the fact of the mitzvah, but we already, it's not for that, right? We're not taking away something from him. But on the other hand, we're not really giving him something. We're doing a service for him. But if you would hold that it would be a zechus, then there's another way to take care of the Mordechai's problem. We had the Mordechai a few weeks ago also. It says that when a shliach is a mana shliach, so you have a problem of mili. Mili may mention the shliach, and it will only work by gittin because it's called karcha, but not by kedushin. If you say that kedushin would be a zechus, so maybe we could say that even though al shlichus won't work because mili lay mention the shliach, but as long as it's not a problem with the zachim le'adam and le'me'adam, then it would probably work. Al zachim le'ishlam b'fanav, that you could be man another shliach to do the kedushin for the original guy. The Gemara goes weiter. The Ela Hadam Rav Gidl. Gemara asks. Hadam Rav Gidl. Where do you know a shluchah shalom kamaisai? So Gidl brings on a pasuk shenemer v'nasi echad nasi echad mimate, that since there was an inyan by the nesiim that they were able to be machalik for Klal Yisrael, so you see from there that they were the shluchim of Klal Yisrael, so to speak, to allot them. There are a lot of chalakim, whether it's in the har, the vikas, and all that. So the Gemara says tevik leishlichus mehacha. So all the rishonim learned that this kasha goes two ways, right? Either we say, let's learn shlichus from Rav Gidl, meaning let's forget about all of the the other limudim of kachim and truma and gittin, and let's learn it from Rav Gidl, from this pasuk. Chayre, it's often a pasuk. The other way to learn is, why does Rav Gidl have to learn it from Nasi Echa? Let Rav Gidl learn it from where we're learning it from, right? We have enough by us already. We learn everything from kachim and gittin. Truma is learned from there. So here also, why does he have to add something in? So the Gemara says, because Rav Gidl is not really telling us shlichus. The Gemara says, "V'tizbra da shlichusu." Is this shlichus? V'ketanim labnei shlichus nid. Right? There are ketanim involved in the Neichlei Aretz. There are little children there. They're not b'nei shlichus. So the Gemara says, so it's not really shlichus. Elaki hadar Rav Barapuna dam Rav Barapuna am Rav Gidl marav minayin shezachin lam shlei b'fanav. It's a different inyan. Here we introduce the inyan of zachin lam shlei b'fanav. Right? It's not really shlichus. It's a zechus. That the Nasi could do a zechus for us, and he could take for acquire for everybody the different parts of the land. So the Gemara asks on that, it's also a chayiv, the ikah, the nichalei bahar, the loy nichalei b'dikah. Some people want the mountains and not the valleys. Some want the valleys. The loy nichalei bahar, they don't want the mountains. Gerada on that, we spoke out the ritzvot because we say that ein l'chol kol shevet, every single shevet really got everything. So what's it mean that somebody wants b'dikah, someone wants har? So the ritzvot brought down two different answers. One was that the more and less. It doesn't say that everyone got an equal amount. It could be one shevet got more har than bikkur and more bikkur than har, and they each wanted the opposite. Or we could say within the shevet themselves, there's contention amongst the b'nei hashevet, b'nei hashvatim, whether of the same shevet, who got what within the shevet. The akal panel, you see, it's a chay, so it can't be a zechus. Someone says, elikad rava, so it's going to be like rava, 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 it's a different din. Where do we know that orphans, if they want to come and take and then the chosim of the father, whether for obligation or for zechus, the Gemara says, l'chayv. How can you say l'chayv? L'chayv amai. So the Gemara says, l'chayv amenas l'schus, right? L'chayv, in order to be zeichah, right? If it comes out of chayv, the apitribus makes it comes out of chayv, where do you see that they are allowed to do that? Talmud leimer v'nasi echa, nasi echa, matati kochim. So from here, from the beginning of the Gemara, this is where the Ritzvah, this is where other Rishonim want to prove from this Gemara itself that Zechiah is lab mitam shlichus, right? Zechiah lab mitam shlichus. We saw that they held that way from the fact they asked on Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. We saw that they held Zechiah lab mitam shlichus, right? Because they're able to ask the Kasha, how do you know what shlichus by the shlichus psachim? Maybe it's Zechiah. Where did they hold that way? So this Gemara could be a makar for that. The Gemara says that it can't be shlichus because there's no shlichus for Kadar. And the Gemara seems fine to answer, but it will work out Zechiah. Right? Correct everybody. But if you hold Zechiah is mitam shlichus, why do you have the same problems? The Gemara should say, "Vaketanim lab b'nei Zechianin." So ketanim are not Zechiah, right? Because Zechiah is mitam shlichus. So the Gemara doesn't ask that. Elamai. You see from the Gemara that Zechiah is lab mitam shlichus, and that's why it's a separate thing. After we slug up shlichus, because of the problem of ketanim, so we can kick in now with zachem adam shlei b'fanav. And that's how the Ritzvah learns the maskana also. Even though we shlug it up for a different reason, we shlug up zachim because it's a chayiv, it's not only a zachus, right? But at the end of the Gemara, even though we learned something, we learned the din of apitrupis, but the havamina still stands that it was a valid havamina, and we still hold zachim la'avim shlei b'fanav, and it's zachiyah lab mitam shlichus. Still it's zachiyah lab mitam shlichus. The Ritzvah, on the other hand, learned that when we come to the maskana of the Gemara, the Gemara is hakachayzer. At the end of the day, when we come and the Ran says well, so we don't. It's not true. At the end of the day, since we learn the din of apitrupis, right? So we don't know anymore. We don't know anymore that Zechiah is. At the beginning, we may have thought Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus. Once we come to the maskana of the Gemara, we don't hold that way anymore. How does the Ran taka learn the maskana of the Gemara? The Ran learns that the apitrupis is the way they're mechalikin. It has nothing to do with shlichus or Zechiah. It's a gilui milta ba'amo. That's how the Ran learns. They knew the Nesiim knew which people were supposed to get what. They knew it from the beginning, and therefore they were only allotting the people what they were supposed to get. A gilui milta had nothing to do with Zechiah and shlichus. And the Enechanami, he says, the Gemara could have asked earlier, and the Gemara didn't ask more, asked a different kasha. The Ran, who based on this, the Ran who holds he brings a raya that Zechiah, he brings a raya from Metziah that Zechiah is mitam shlichus. We also have a raya that we brought from the Rajah. The Rajah brought a raya that based on the Gemara and the Darin, the Gemara says. Whether the person wants to do the mitzvah himself, but by truma itself, it says shlichus. So even if you want to say that he's able to do it, but it's working with Torah shlichus, it's working with the mechanics of shlichus. So that the Rajah is right that zechiah has to be mitam shlichus. But the Ran, after the Ran establishes that zechiah is mitam shlichus, he has to bomb kasher from the Gemara and Daf of Gimel and Beis. The Gemara and Daf of Gimel and Beis says that an Eved Kenani, if he wants to go free, so an Acherim, someone else is able to be zoicha for him again. And then the Gemara is a shaila. What would be if he wants to be Mamana a Shliach? Could a Shliach be Zaycha for this Eved again? Could he be Mamana a Shliach to get him again? The Gemara has two, and we have two Stadim there. Different Shatim how to learn. Taisa says maybe by being Mamana a Shliach it's Migra Gara, maybe you're making it worse, right? Than having someone else do it. Those are two Stadim of the Gemara. But Akal Panim, what would it help to have an Acherim do it? If Zachiz Mitam Shlichus, so what's the difference whether you're the Mamana of the Shliach, whether you're not Mamana of the Shliach? Right, so what are we going to do? It's still mitam shlichus. Here's the first time where we see clearly that we'll soon see the teretz, the split that the Ketzai Sechoshin brings. But you see right here that there has to be somewhere a split in zechiah mitam shlichus when there's a minu or not. You see from the Gemara Daf of Gimel Beis. If the Gemara Taka had such a havmina to ask, the Gemara has a havmina to ask what will be with shlichus, and the Gemara has no problem with acherim. So there has to be a split somewhere. But where is it? And the Ran asks Akasha. The Ran asks, how will it work? How will the acherim be zeichus zechilah mitam shlichus? So the Ran introduces the teretz by first saying, what is the whole reason why an eved cannot be zeichus for himself again? Why can't the Odin just give it straight to the Eben? So that we know the words, because it doesn't have a yad. And then it will work according to the ones that say he can. So we say the git of yad ba'in ke'echad, according to the Rabbanon, right? But what does that mean, git of yad ba'in ke'echad? If he doesn't have a yad, so how does that work? So the Ran explains here, and we said it's also Rabbi Chanan, of Noron Chof Yomon Beis, that it doesn't really mean that the Eved doesn't have a hand to make kinyon. Lada, he can make a kinyon like anybody else can make a kinyon. He can pick it up, he can do mashiach like everybody else. The problem is he has no rishus to put it in afterwards. He has no place that's his own. He has no place that's called his own that he could be zaych in it. On that we say, get to God by ke'echad. On that, when it's in his hand, now we can say that's what it means. That we look at it as if it's his rishus, he could be zaych in it. If that's the case, so then the Ran wants to make a split. When you say he's the mana shliach, so the shliach could only do what he's able to do. The shliach can't make it, that's not his rishus. Masha'enkin, when an acherim are zaych in it, an acherim could make the kinyan, just like the eved can make the kinyan, and an acherim could also make it in his rishus. So we ask him that, what in the world? Why? It's a nice setup, but how does that help in the final split? It's a nice setup to explain how Stamos like get to the other bank effort works, that you could accept to get it and it's not a problem in the yad. But how does it help, right, for the rishus? So this we finally said the Ketzai Sechoshin, who had had two ways of learning what does it mean Zechi Mitam Shlichus. One way is from Taisus, that Zechi Mitam Shlichus means it's an Anan Tzahadi. It's an Anan Tzahadi that when a person, when I'm being Zeche in this for you, that you're Memana Mi Ashliach. Anan Tzahadi is so strong, we look at it as if it's Mamish Amini Shlichus. If you learn like that, then Zechi Mitam Shlichus is Mamish the same thing. Shlichus and Zechi is Oto Davar, it's the same thing. Whether I'm imani, whether I'm not, I'm being imani. Whether I know about it or I don't know about it, I'm being imani because I know I want you to do that for me. The shliach is the person who's being zaych. He's the shliach. He's a shliach. He just doesn't have a physical minui, so we call it zachem, but it's a nansahad. The other way to learn over there, the other way to learn what Shikatzai brings, is that it's a gzeres akosah from ish zaych. That gzeres akosah, that you could do something and I can have, if I'm doing something for Izzy, I have Izzy's koichas to do it. I'm able to do it. I have his koichas, I take on his koichas, gzeres akosah that I could be zaychin for him. The reason why the Kitzayis brought this in, because it came in, the Kitzayis is on the Sligo, which says that you're not allowed to be Zeicher for someone b'makom shechav la'acherim. And Rashi says over there that even though I'm not allowed to be Zeicher for someone b'makom shechav la'acherim, but I'm allowed to appoint someone as a Shliach. Kitzayis says I can't appoint someone as a Shliach, because since Zechi is mitam Shlichus, if I can't do it with a Zechus, so what would I have to do with a Shliach? Right? Obviously, technically, it doesn't make sense. So I can't do with the chutz which is mitam shlichus. Why should I be able to do with the shliach itself? Right. So if the fitoises lishikasoi, that's a nantzadi. So it's is a very good time. There's no reason why I should be allowed to do with shlichus. Zechiz mitam shlichus. So this is where the kitzayis comes in and says no. That there's another way to look at it. Maybe it's a gzeres akosah. Gzeres akosah says that it's not a nantzadi that you are memanami. Rather, I have kaisus that Izzy has. I have kaisus that Izzy has. So Mimela, if we say that, then the split in the run is much easier to hear. When I'm Mimana a Shliach, so then the Shliach has every single restriction that I have. If I'm an Eved Kanani, I'm Mimana a Shliach. So Nihi, that the Shliach could be Koinit, just like I could be, because there's no problem in the Kenyan, but he's only doing what I could do. If I'm restricted by my Rishus, so then I'm being Mimana the Shliach to do that, it doesn't help. If you learn that it's a gezeres akosah, so then there's room to hear that even though I'm using the kaich, I'm using your kaiches, but I'm not necessarily limited to what you're limited to. So if you're, is that a correct way of? So you may be limited to a rishus, and you can't make a kinyan, but I am not, and therefore I'm allowed to be kind for you al tzachia, and it won't be a problem not going out of the rishus.
I can't do it. And then when Nal came to the older, when the other gives an economic gift, Yerushalayim is still in the other Rishus. The other Kerry has a Yad to accept gift. But the problem is, Yeshiva's Rishus is the Shutters. Every Chatz is Shutters. Yad and I are Shutters. We have the Chatz together. Yad and Chatz together. So if Yossi puts up the Chatz, I'm Kerry. If he puts it in the Yad, he's Kerry. But if I put in the Chatz of Yad, he'd be Kerry. What's wrong? This is not Kerry. Why? Because he has no Yad? He has a Yad. He should have checked the calendar. So if somebody else puts it in the time, that's claiming, that's a gap. When the other puts it in, it's a technicality. It really doesn't exist, because the other is also a shush. The arm and head is a chatzar shush, and the other is also a shush. So somebody puts it in the arm, that's going to find it. When his other puts it in, it's a technicality. And the zoi zoi, he bowed that it really has the gap. It's just a technicality. The other can't put it in his head, also a shush. So the zoi can make a shush.
Now this we said in the Nafkamina that Kitzayis brought down, if you have to understand this very well. 12, Nafkinas when Isha Mumeres. I like that, right? Some of you like that Nafkinas. The Isha Mumeres, a woman who's Mumeres, she's not trying to retire her mitzvah, she doesn't care about it. So if you want to be Zeichen a get for her, are you allowed to? So also it depends on how you set up the three ways. If you hold Zechiyah, Lavi Tam Shichas Bechlal, so then of course, objectively, is it a Zechus? If you go to Talmud, you ask Talmud, of course it's a Zechus, right? If you hold Zechiyah, Zmitam Shlichas Mamish, then Nan Tzadi, it's Mamish, and Mina, she's coming to you, she never in the world would come to me to get a gift for her, she doesn't care. We could say, like the Ketzayis and the Ran, in this Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, but I have your Kleiches, but I'm able to go, I'm an agent for you, I'm able to do things that maybe not, you know, not. It's not a Nantahadi, so then, also, again, objectively, it's a Zechus for you, I'm able to do, I'm an agent for you, I'm able, right? I know it's good for her, I bet to know it's good for her, I'm able to do it. That was nice enough for me. Finally, Rashi on Rav Gidol, the last Rashi here we troubled with for a few days. Rashi Elikid Rava. Rashi says Kalaimer Loi Zechus Shlei B'Fun of Great Dosa. Finally, Rashi. It's not only Zechus Shlei B'Fun of Ikalam Mashem Mina LeGedoylim that we hear for Gedoylim. El Ruye Nami. It's also telling us LeKatanim Afilu Chayiva Habo Machmas Zechus are showing based in last Islam. Even a chayiv, based on what to do, Kiyachu, just like over here, they're coming to give them land, they're coming to give them something, even though at times it's a chayiv, people don't want it. So we're troubled with Rashi in the beginning. What does Rashi mean? Rashi's bringing a gedolim here, zechus shalai b'fun of great dosa, ikumashan, like gedolim, right? It's mashan, Rashi's including previous things that if you take the Gemara Ketzura, so Gemara's mashan, three separate things. First shlichus, we shlug it up. Next zachin, shlug it up. And then finally apotripus. Masha Rashi is mixing it together. He read down from Pnei Yeshua and from Yossi Schlanger, who Pnei Yeshua Taka says that it's all that in the final that it's we're going up and up. We're progressing. First, the Gemara says maybe shlichus is not shlichus zechiyah. The last Amr of Gilam Rav is saying it's not only Zechiyah, it's Zechiyah plus. It has Zechiyah, Zechiyah will not allow Chayiv. This is Zechiyah which allows in it Chayiv, it's Zechiyah plus. And that would work, over here, even when it's a Chayiv, because it's Zechiyah plus. That's what Rashi means. Imkain comes up very good. When Rashi says, Loi Zechus Shlei B'Fanav Great Dosa, that not only Zechus Shlei B'Fanav Yikma Shlei G'daylin, where do you see that? There's this Pashi, you see. If you have Zechiyah plus over here, so then Kol Shekain you have regular Zechus Shlei B'Fanav for G'daylin. If for Ketanim you're using, right, Ketanim we're able to use Zechiyah plus. It's a Choy plus, right? Plus, it's a Zechiyah plus, which means it has Chayiv in it also. So Kol Shekain, you know that Zechus Lam Shlei B'Fanav. Im Kain, how were the Gedolim, so how did Lamaisa, you see that for the Gedolim, how did the Gedolim Taka get the Chalukah? So they got it out Shlichus. Because it's a Chayiv. So Chayiv will only help for Ketanim. So what will the Gedolim do? They'll have to say that it worked out Shlichus. The only problem we had with it was, if so, what's the pasuk of Nasi Echad, right? You didn't help with the Gemara's Kasha, the pasuk of Nasi Echad. So we said that if you learn this, we have to learn like the sheet that holds that the Kasha originally wasn't that everyone should learn it from here. It was why you need this pasuk. If so, it's still very good. You need this pasuk to tell you din of Zechiyah plus. So you need the pasuk. You still need the pasuk. You don't need it for shlichus, right? Because Gedolim are learning from shlichus, and they will know shlichus from kachim and from trum and from gittin. So why do you need the pasuk? So if you hold right that the kasha was why you need this, why does Rav Gidol need this pasuk? What's he bringing it for? So the goof of the pasuk is not extra. It's not extra because we needed to tell you this last din that there's inyan Zechiyah plus. Rashi and Rashi will hold Zechiyah L'Amitam Shlichus. Yeah, Rashi has hold Zechiyah L'Amitam Shlichus. Yeah, based on the original kasha, the Rishonim asked, we should say Zechir, right? So Gemara, we'll get down to two dots on the base. Gemara says, Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Yisayim Shabalach, and say, Avian, Yisayim, he's quoting this that we just said, Yisayim that are coming to split base, in Mamidim, Lapid Tribbis, Vayrin Lahan, Chelik Yafin. They choose for them, Chelik in Megillah, Yisayim Limchis. And if they get older, they're able to be Meichel. Rav Nachman day, Rav Nachman holds, in Megillah, in Mechel, in Lichlis, you're not allowed. Because if so, it's a Zilzul and Beis Din. A Beis Din did something, and then they're correcting themselves. So whatever they did is done, and they're not allowed to be Meichan, and Beis Din won't change anything. So correct the Gemara. Does Rav Nachman taka hold this misle? Rav Nachman came out by Beis Din Yafik. Does Rav Nachman hold the svara that we're chayshish for the Zilzul Beis Din Vatnan? We learned in the Mishnah Shuma Dayanim, and Dayanim are evaluate something shepich sushtus, and they overvaluated a six, exactly a six. They undervalued exactly the oishay sirushus, or they overvalued exactly the shtus. So say machrim bottle, it's bottle. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Machrim Kain. Why? In kaim akolach beis niyafe again, right? It's also basic. Problem is, I'm Reb Huna Brachin, I'm Reb Nachman. Lach kirei chacham. Reb Nachman, you're passing like the chacham. How come Nachman is passing like the chachamim and say that we're choishes for zilzul beis? Reb Nachman said above. Reb Nachman did they said that in kaim akolach beis niyafe that we're choishes for zilzul beis. We don't want that they should have to correct themselves. So Gemara answers, like Kashi had the toe, had the toe. In the case Rav Nachman says that we're not choishes for zilzul beis, then that's in the case where they made a mistake. They were choishes shtus or yisiru shtus. Masha Enkein. In the case above, they didn't make a mistake. In fact, Gemara Ladi's Kashi like that they make a mistake. Ma'ichol nuchos. What's the Havamina of Shmuel? Says that you are able to be ma'ichol. It says the chayon nuchos ruchos. They can be ma'ichol with ruchos. So Taisus has one mahalaf going through the sugya here. The other shayna learned differently. Primarily in two areas. In the area of what it means to Simon Shabo. Taisus says that Dafkebo, that the Simon, the Yisayim, the Ketanim had to come themselves. They had to come. But if someone was Maicha, then it won't work. Then it won't work. Right? And then Taisus later on says the Teretz brings down the Teretz in the middle of the road. Right? What the Stam of the Ratio, the Stam of the Sefer brings that down as a Teretz. But at this point, Taisus is saying, Dafka if they come, as opposed to being Maicha. Ritva says, that doesn't make Ritva says, Ketanulab b'nei Dayanin. We need, right? That they should come, they know what's good, right? It doesn't make sense. It makes sense. So Ritva says, based on that really the Gedolim are coming. And we say, once the Gedolim are coming, Ritva says, so also will be my Menachem Tribus for the Ketan. That was the first area where they split. That the bow, what's it mean? What's the Gemara mean? When the Gemara means the same Shabo, according to the Ritva, it's the Gedolim primarily. And we're going to make up Tribus for the Ketan. According to the Taisis, the whole thing is talking about the Ketan. The other thing was, when the Gemara says, Ubayrlan Chelik Yafa, Ritva says, Bayram is referring to Basin. Basin is Trusim Chelik Yafa. Taisis is Mavur here. That Bayram is referring to the Apotropos itself, also. That's the second main area where they split. It will come out from here that the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's Gevalik, why Taisis says what he says in the Beis and the Beis, and Ritva doesn't. What does that mean? Taisis says Mendez on Beis, and the Gemara asks, how did Toh, how did Toh? Taisis says, I could have answered differently. I could have said, here they made a mistake, a shtus. That's where Rav Nachman says that the halach is like the Chachamim. It's a full shtus. Masha Enkein, in the case of Yisrael Mishabo, the reason why they couldn't be Meicha is because it was less than a shtus. That's how Taisis learns. Why is that Kulafi Taisis? Because Taisis says, we're giving the full power to the Apotropos to split it up for them. The full power. Right? It's all going in his hands. We're giving him the full power. It's Apotropos, more than that, the Apotropos himself is doing the Chalukah. Not based in through an Apotropos. The Apotropos is doing a Chalukah. So that Teretz is fine. We could have answered, who had them? We could have answered, here's they made a mistake, a shtus. They had to make a mistake, there was less than a shtus. According to the Ritva, says, based in doing it. So where's the room for Apotropos? Is only Basin's doing it through an Apotropos. Mimelewa, this Apotropos comes out that he's no more than a Shliach. Just like we'll see soon in the Gemara, Shliach, you can have a Tainai, only sent you to make things better for me. Nitkuni Shatra Sicha V'layla Abasi, not to make an Avla for me, not to hurt me. Just like, right, we can say that. So then, forget about a Shtus. Even a kiluzet, right? A tiny bit. If the shliach makes that such a toes, if the shliach makes such a mistake, so we can mevatel the whole thing. We can mevatel it. So to say toes is a teretz of how the toes mishtus, how the toes pachas mishtus. What I mean, if toes pachas mishtus, we can also be mevatel the whole thing according to the ritva that it's based in doing it through a shliach. So we came out at the end of the day. There's really four levels. There's four levels in how to learn. How learn the Gemara and what everyone will agree with, and where will there be a machlekes? I mean, there's going to be a machlekes Rav Nachman and Shmuel somewhere. That there's clear machlekes in, right? Where is there not? So we said if someone's come, if the Yosayim are coming to be meicher for no reason whatsoever, so then lekuli yama it means nothing. You have that, yeah. If no one made a mistake and they just, you know, they like one side better just because they like the left better than the right, the chalal is not going to work. If they were told yoyser mishtos, the other end of the spectrum, so of course we're not chalal shuvos the base, and that's a real toast. That's a real mistake. We're not going to allow that. Where's the machlekes? Either the way the Gemara says that the ruchais, there's a special din that ruchais, even without putting a money figure on it, but there's a valid time a person could say, I want the left side because it's more shady, or whatever it is, and I want the right side because whatever the reasons are. Or, here's where you have machlekes Taisis in the Ritzvah. According to Taisis, you would still have a machlekes Rav Nachman and Shmuel in Pachas Mishtos, because Pachas Mishtos, it's not Petrukos who's doing it, so he's allowed to make a little bit of a mistake. According to the Ritzvah, if it's Pachas Mishtos, since the Petrukos is only a Shliach, so there also, you wouldn't have a machlekes. Also, according to the Ritzvah, Kul Yama, Rav Nachman and Shmuel would both agree that the whole thing is batel, and we're not chayshus of the basin because it's a real toast.